This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. The head of the Rollins Hospital says the community needs more amenities to recruit doctors. The Rollins Daily Times reported Tuesday that Ned Hill, chief operating officer of Memorial Hospital of Carbon County, says about 1 in 25 doctors recruited by the hospital ends up signing on. Hill says the hospital's biggest recruitment problem is that doctors' spouses want more amenities than the city offers. Hill spoke to the Carbon County Economic Development Corporation Board this week. He said working with the corporation helps with recruiting doctors. He says the hospital doesn't have enough doctors but has too many employees in other staff positions. He says the hospital plans to eliminate some positions if current staffers leave. We'll have more news right after this.
Sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, is the leading cause of death among infants. There are ways to help reduce the risk of SIDS and other sleep-related causes of infant death. Always put babies to sleep on their backs during every sleep time. Lay babies to sleep on a firm sleep surface covered by a fitted sheet. Put babies to sleep in a separate sleep area in the same room where you sleep. To learn more, call 1-800-505-CRIB.
Yellowstone National Park is honoring Veterans Day with a special promotion starting on Saturday. That's according to park spokesman Al Nash.
Our north and northeast entrances remain open to wheeled vehicles, and all visitors can get free admission to the park November 10 to 12 as part of our way to honor the armed forces.
Nash stresses that although the event is designed to honor veterans, the free admission is open to everyone. This year's sugar beet harvest in the Bighorn Basin set a record for tons per acre. Wyoming Sugar Vice President Vince Salzman reports on average of just over 29.3 tons per acre. Sugar content was close to a record at 17.9%, according to Salzman. For Wyoming Radio News, I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.